and then you also have the federal dollars. The number that we came up with for 9-10 is up over $220 billion.
Certainly, and we've added to our special fund spending through Prop 63, through Prop 10, through various measures. So it's certainly a fair picture also to take into account other spending. We tend to focus on the general fund because that's what our problem is. But we have accessed some of those special funds. The governor has proposals to access again Prop 10, Prop 63. So, and their proposal on transportation is a way to get general fund savings. So it's certainly fair to look at the bigger picture of all funds.
You know, I was reading a study about, there was a comment made about concern about the transportation dollars and so forth for cost of construction. California pays a higher price per mile to build a freeway than just about any other state. We're almost double the next largest state. Now, it would tell me that there's obviously some regulatory type hurdles that we must have in the way we do business. Now, I'm just thinking, in addition to looking at revenue type of adjustments we can make, maybe there's some additional things we should look at in the way of regulatory reform to not only reduce the cost of the private sector, cost of living, but also for the cost of the state and the county and the cities and the schools and the hospitals for providing services. And that, to me, would be something equally as important. Is there things that we're doing now? Senator Lowenthal brought the concern about the cost of implementing AB 32 and SB 375. And I'll be more happy to co-author a bill with you to suspend implementation on both of those until we're out of this crisis. I'd be more than happy to do that if you'd like to. Well, but also, too, I think we have to be realistic that some of the policy decisions we make just add to the problem. Because we've got a struggling economy, and it's not going to recover soon if we don't do something to encourage investment by the private sector, not discourage it. So I think you're going to have to take a look. With the two areas that we've lost the most jobs at, based on the numbers that I've gotten from EDD and other sources, has been primarily in manufacturing and obviously construction. Manufacturing's been the biggest one that's gotten hit. And the same people that we're talking about providing services for, those were their jobs. And so the quicker we can restore the manufacturing sector, green or otherwise, the better off we're going to be, and the quicker this problem is going to get solved. But that's, to me, is going to be the solution. Jobs in the private sector. You show me how a public sector job is of the same value, and I'm there. Quality of life, I agree. But this economy ain't going to turn anytime soon. And we can't really give the people a high level of service until we restore the economy. So.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you before, but I think the problem that I think Senator Padilla was articulating, though, and Senator Wright, in the frustration that many of us have is this sense of how does it impact the overall economy? I think everybody agrees we ought to try to figure out how to get those jobs back. It requires us to look at all our tax policies and those exemptions that are costing things and all of those things. But there is an impact, better or worse, on those jobs when there is the private sector jobs when the public dollar is not spent. And one of the things, the manufacturing and some of the other portions of our major private economy need are the things that are provided with the public dollar, whether it's the transit system, get their people to work, the road that will allow their trucks to move, you know, more expeditiously and therefore get to the port and be able to be productive, whether it's the school that provides or the community college or the higher education system that provides their employees and free workforce training, basically, from the company's perspective. I mean, all of those pieces of government, public safety, having cops on the streets, having a firefighter to respond, all of those things are part of the decision of a company to decide to locate here and employ workers. And if we ignore that, we're not
right now,
able to
and I agree with you.
Help
unfortunately, and I brought this up time and time before, is that most of the companies that are out there right now, because of all the indicators, all the reports, they show that we're an unfavorable place to do business. So if you aren't going to be encouraging growth in the private sector, you don't need to provide all the other things because they're not coming here anyway. And I don't like that. I love to be able to help, the people that need the assistance and stuff, but I want to do it by growing the economy, and I haven't figured out yet how by growing government grows my economy.
I don't think the intent is to grow government. I think everybody's saying we already cut billions and billions of dollars out of public spending. The problem is, at what point do you have a death spiral effect from some of those reductions? And I think there's there is a broader picture to both of those. Senator McLeod and Senator Walters, and I think that's it. We're getting attrition going here.
My concern is, Madam Chair, that if you would direct the finance company, the finance department, we're talking about stuff.
Privatize.
For education, to let all the members know that somewhere down the line, if school districts are going to be penalized, that everybody that stays here in this state government will have all of those school districts coming back at some point saying, please, don't let us pay this fine. So I need all the members to know that that could be a possibility.
But we'll be talking about this again on Tuesday, and I think all the districts and the CDE and people need to be looking at how do we figure out how to avoid that fine will be actually the real issue here, because that doesn't make a lot of sense for being sensible planners. Hopefully, the county offices. Well, it's federal, so we're going to have them help them help themselves out of that one. Senator Walters?
Senator Denton pretty much said what I was going to say, but I just want to emphasize that after listening to the questions and the discussions this afternoon, it seems to me that we have to stop blaming the taxpayers for not giving us enough money, and we have to start looking as a legislature on laws and mandates that we continue to pass that make it more and more difficult for businesses to flourish in the state. We don't stimulate the economy by creating more government jobs that taxpayers have to pay for. We stimulate the economy by helping small businesses flourish by cutting government regulations so that they can in turn create more taxpayers. And the legislature is just going to have to change the way it does business. That's the only way we're going to stimulate the economy. We're not going to be back to where we were until we start to make some changes within this own body. So I just want to emphasize some of the things that Senator Denton had said, and that we have to really take a hard look at what we are doing as a legislature in order to help stimulate this economy.
Well, I think we all want to do that, and this is the month to do it. And so folks need to, rather than generically saying that, come up with some very specific proposals. And again, I would say regulatory is not, unfortunately, the legislature doesn't do the regulation the administration does. I don't see anything in the governor's proposals to do anything useful in that regard, but I'm more than happy to try to figure out how to get there. So we look for... Well, but we need legislation, but, well, I understand, but in this month, very specific proposals that can be talked about at this committee and this conference committee need to come forward, and or we're going to find ways to talk about them in policy committee. But I think, you know, we need to be mindful. I mean, I think all of us agree on the economy issue. The issue is always how to get there, and what is it, which public policies move us in the right directions. And we need to hear from those business folks, hopefully at some of these budget hearings. That is one of the folks that aren't always present. But I would remind folks that, again, most of those construction jobs are with private companies. If we do not build those roads, that is those many construction workers and private company people who are not working. So there are a lot of these things that are intersected. I'm not arguing that we don't need to figure out how to keep agriculture jobs and manufacture jobs and some of those other things in play. And they are the basis for everything else. But there is an intersection there that happens when those public services and those roads and all of those things are not in place to allow those businesses to move forward. That's all.
Well, I just want to make one point, because I think it's important to know that we've consistently brought ideas forward, and specific ideas of what we need to do and what government regulations we need to cut, and we have a list. So I just want it to be known that we have consistently tried to do that, and I think we need to look at these same ideas again as we move forward in this legislative year.
Hurry up. Bring them to us. Bye. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. See you on Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., education. And public comment. Tuesday at 11.